The question is, what's going to happen next year with the offseason coming and the contract extension, that three-year contract extension coming from Matt Carpenter? That's the question. And if I'm looking at the situation with Cardinals glasses on, I'm thinking that Matt Carpenter is going to have every opportunity to reclaim the starting third base job heading into spring training next year. I don't think that they're going to shell out big money for Anthony Rendon. Understand I'm saying that I'm not saying I would do it this way, but my best guess with the Cardinals will do, Carpenter, just like Fowler, had every opportunity to hit the reset button following a bad year last year and reclaim the starting right fielder job. I think that's gonna be what happens with Matt Carpenter. Tommy Edman beats him out in spring training, or Matt Carpenter, you know, suffers an injury, whatever. Edman will be your third baseman. Otherwise, I don't think Carpenter, at least to start the year next year, will be the super utility. That's going to be Tommy Edman.
Okay, so let me head in this direction. What are you saying then to Tommy Edman, who's playing in your lineup at the biggest part of the season, the most important games of the regular season and probably postseason if this trend continues? What are you telling that guy starting next year? You say, oh, yeah, sorry, Matt Carpenter's job again to lose?
Work hard. No, you tell them both. Work hard. This is the competition at third base. And then probably the Cardinals will just hand it to Matt Carpenter before the start of the season. But at least initially, I'm assuming they'll say, Tommy Edman, you need to work, you know, you get a sheet of things you need to work on in the offseason. Here's everything you need to work on in the offseason. You do these things, you show up to spring training, you have a nice spring training, you beat Matt Carpenter, third base job's yours.